This is the daily Ebola update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Bunganyi with the roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the US, and the world. Officials in Guinea say a stolen blood sample that was infected with the Ebola virus probably will never be found. Robbers held up a taxi last week in Kissidougou that was transporting the sample to a testing center. The French news agency quotes a government spokesperson as saying the cooler containing the infected blood is not expected to be found. However, he added that the virus would not have survived in the cooler for long. It is not known, though, whether the robbers came into contact with the blood. Authorities have appealed for the return of the blood sample. The incident has raised concerns in Guinea about safely transporting such material. In other Ebola-related news, a doctor has become the first Italian to be infected with the Ebola virus. The unidentified 50-year-old physician from Sicily had worked in Sierra Leone. He arrived in Rome for treatment. The medical aid group MSF, or Doctors Without Borders, says the first clinical trials of potential treatments for the deadly Ebola virus are expected to begin early next month in three West African Ebola treatment centers. MSF will host the clinical trials, which will be led by three research groups. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Doctors Without Borders says the three clinical trials are aimed at quickly finding an effective therapy against the deadly Ebola virus, which has claimed more than 5,000 lives, mainly in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. It says two experimental antiviral drugs, favipiravir and rinkidofovir, will be tested in Guinea and in an as-yet-unconfirmed location. A third clinical trial using convalescent whole blood from Ebola survivors and plasma therapy will take place in the Guinean capital of Conakry. Peter Horby, the chief investigator for the drug trial being led by Oxford University, says the only way to know whether available drugs work on Ebola patients is to test them during an epidemic.
If we're going to find a treatment, we have to do it now, which is why we have to accelerate these trials. And it's very challenging. We're going fast by clinical trial standards, maybe not fast enough for the people on the ground. And I think these trials are not a moment too soon. We hope that we can identify if there is any effective treatments out there and make them available as soon as we can.
The drugs were chosen on the basis of their safety and efficacy and also on their availability. Annick Antierens, the head of experimental Ebola products for Doctors Without Borders, says a number of promising drugs were not considered for these clinical trials because none were available to give patients after previous trials ended. She tells VOA this is a therapeutic trial, so every patient that is confirmed with the disease will be given the opportunity to engage in the trial.
It means that people who are infected and who are coming into the treatment centers and who have been confirmed by a laboratory test to have Ebola infection, who now do not have a treatment besides supportive treatment, they would be asked, there would be a very impressive informed consent. They will be explained about the pros and the cons and the safety problems and the fact that it's experimental treatments. And then whoever accepts to be part of the trial will be given.
Doctors Without Borders says if a drug does nothing to reduce the fatality rate of Ebola patients, which now stands at about 50%, then the trial will stop and will continue with another drug. However, if the results are good and the survival rate goes beyond 80%, then it says the trial will stop and the drug will be made available to other Ebola patients. First results could be available in February. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
You're listening to Ebola Updates from VOA Africa.
A new survey shows that food security is being strained by the Ebola outbreak in Liberia. VOA's Jody Kapwa reports that families are eating fewer and smaller meals.
The humanitarian agency Mercy Corps has surveyed hundreds of households and vendors in the capital Monrovia and Lofa and Nimba counties. The survey shows 66% of households are making less money, and that's having a ripple effect on daily meals. Javier Alvarez, Mercy Corps' country director, says Liberia does not have a food shortage. It's more a matter of people not having access to food.
We are saying that commodities are not moving around the way they should be doing or the way they used to do pre-Ebola. The government has put in some extreme measures like calling for a state of emergency where they have minimized the movement of people and goods.
The survey shows that lower incomes combined with a lack of access to food markets have had a number of effects. About 90% of households surveyed say they're reducing the amount of food they eat at each meal, or they're substituting lower quality or less expensive food. And 85% of households surveyed say they're eating fewer meals each day. Also, household debt is increasing because people are buying food on credit or borrowing money to do so. And the food they are buying has become more expensive. Part of that is due to food imports now arriving mostly by ship. In August, the Liberian government closed the borders with Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Ivory Coast. It also recommended that weekly food markets be closed to try to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus. So, cross-border trade suffered, and access to food shrank. Alvarez says it's time for the Liberian government to reassess some of its emergency policies.
We want them to start thinking that access to market is very important to ensure food security for a household.
Mercy Corps says transportation has always been a problem in Liberia due to poor roads, but the rainy season makes it worse. For example, it says there are fewer trucks carrying food products from Nimba County. Only about 4 or 5 trucks make the run each day during the rainy season, instead of 8 to 10 trucks in the dry season. The trucks that do make the run must pass through Ebola checkpoints, which also slow delivery. Mercy Corps recommends infrastructure improvements, including roads, and increasing the number of trucks transporting food. It also proposes opening some border areas with tight Ebola monitoring to allow food imports. Cash transfers are another possibility. One method is paying local residents for repair work. That would boost their purchasing power and the local economy. Health officials report steadily declining Ebola cases in Liberia, but Alvarez says this is not the time for the country to lower its guard.
We have a real challenge. We have hotspots all across Liberia. Making sure that we look after the hotspots. We in Mercy Corps believe this is not only a health emergency. This needs to be complemented with social mobilization and ensuring that economic recovery is in place from day one from the emergency.
Part of the plan to ensure food security and revive the local economy includes helping farmers get ready for the new planting season. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday through Friday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.